You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Brigham Young University, Idaho, is apologizing and reversing a policy that would have barred students from using Medicaid to meet the school's requirement for health coverage to enroll. Low-income students complained they'd have to go into debt to buy health insurance that complied with school policy. Here's Boise State Public Radio's James Dawson, as heard on NPR's Morning Edition today.
22-year-old Katie Edgerlin is a few credits shy of graduating from BYU Idaho, the biggest university in the state. It's affiliated with The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, more widely known as the Mormon Church. She just got married in October and planned out every detail of her family's new budget. That includes signing up herself and her husband under Idaho's new Medicaid expansion. But then, something happened she didn't plan for.
I freaked out. Obviously, we don't have a lot of money.
Just 2 months before the start of the next semester in January, her school told students it wouldn't consider Medicaid to be valid insurance. That was a big deal for a lot of students because in January, Idaho is set to expand Medicaid eligibility. That means lots of low-income students will be able to get the nearly free health coverage. Previously in Idaho, Medicaid had mostly been available to only pregnant women, people with disabilities, and some elderly people. So the school saying it wouldn't accept Medicaid was a huge blow.
Suddenly now I'm going to have over $1,000 extra each semester to pay for me and my husband in insurance when we're covered by an ACA-compliant, full-coverage Medicaid.
Like a lot of schools, BYU-Idaho requires full-time students to have health insurance. It accepts private coverage, too, and said the student plan the school itself offers would also work. But that plan adds up to more than $1,600 annually and is skimpier coverage than Medicaid. That's not cool, says student and new dad Seth Barrett. He said the school wasn't offering a good explanation for its policy.
We weren't given any information at all until it was absolutely necessary. Our concern is that this was done purely because someone realized they could make extra money.
Nearly a month after changing its policy, BYU-Idaho has reversed course. Late last night, the school issued a statement to students in the media saying it would allow students on Medicaid to enroll and, quote, "We apologize for the turmoil caused by our earlier decision."
It honestly feels like I can breathe again.
That's McKay Barrett, Seth's wife.
$1,700 we're basically getting back.
The reversal comes as the Mormon Church wouldn't back the university, referring all questions to the school. BYU's main campus in Provo, Utah, also wouldn't comment, saying they would still accept Medicaid. As for Katie Edgerlin, the student who's set to graduate next year, she was at home doing laundry and checking her inbox when she saw a new email pop up.
Then I opened it and I was like, no way, no way, this isn't real.
She called her husband to celebrate. She had always hoped the school would change its mind, but Edgerlin says she wasn't sure it would happen.
I wasn't ready to come face-to-face with the loans I'd have to take out, but I'm just so excited.
As for the next call she made after hanging up with her husband, she let her insurance agent know her family wouldn't need to shell out thousands of dollars for a new health policy next year. For NPR News, I'm James Dawson in Rexburg, Idaho.
And James is joining us live in studio now to talk more about this story. James has covered this from the very beginning, even as it gained national attention. So, James, thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course, Gemma.
Okay, so let's start with the very beginning. I mean, how did all of this start?
You know, I think like a lot of other reporters in the state, I saw it on social media. You see students and people in the Rexburg community were talking about it on Twitter specifically. They had uploaded this form that BYU-Idaho requires anyone who's not taking the student health plan to fill out and basically say, yes, I have a form of insurance that you're going to take. And that form had been updated this month to say that Medicaid was no longer going to be accepted, which is a complete reversal from what they had done in previous years.
What's interesting, too, is when you brought this to everyone's attention with our newsroom, everyone was in disbelief, saying that they wouldn't do that. There's no way they could do that.
Oh, well, they did.
Right,
At least, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So that's how you heard about it on social media. You went over to Rexburg last week to learn more about this. What were the students saying?
There was just a lot of anxiety. You know, I probably talked to probably a dozen students or so, whether it was in person, over the phone, or online, just trying to hear their stories. And the main theme that I saw was that, you know, you had these students who may have had a job or were, you know, full-time students, and they couldn't work because of their course load. And so some were on Medicaid currently, or in the past had been on Medicaid and basically made nothing, because Idaho makes it extremely difficult for you to get on Medicaid if you are working at all. But with this expansion, you had a lot of people who had part-time jobs who would suddenly be eligible for this pretty much nearly free healthcare, right? Aside from, you know, it comes out of our taxes, right? But they were saying that they had wanted to graduate debt-free. They didn't know what they were going to do. Some were going to have to take out thousands of dollars in loans just to buy the student health plan or whatever was cheapest, which usually came down to the, I guess, form of coverage the school itself was offering.
So what was the official word, if any, from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
Nothing. When I talked to them, they referred me to the school, which maybe isn't surprising since they didn't take a public stance on Medicaid expansion in Utah when voters there approved it last year. Same with BYU, BYU's main campus in Provo. The two schools are not... it's not like the UCLA system, right, where you have a chancellor overseeing the entire system of schools. So they're affiliated, but they're not like they don't take direction coming from Provo, right? But Provo said that they were still accepting Medicaid. Again, talk to BYU Idaho, see what they're going to do.
So how common is this insurance requirement at universities? Because, I mean, granted, I wasn't paying much attention when I was in college, but I happened to also be able to be eligible for my parents' plan at the time. So is this common?
Yeah, from experts that I've talked to, it's pretty common. I did a quick search around Idaho. For example, Idaho State University and Boise State, they actually don't require students to have health coverage, aside from maybe international students, while University of Idaho does require all full-time students to have this health coverage. And the reason why, when I was talking to experts, is because, you know, they don't want students who are maybe living away from home, away from their parents, in some cases living in a completely different country, to not be able to go to the doctor if they're sick. And that's part of the reason why with Medicaid, it's kind of a mixed bag as to whether universities accept it, because each state has their own specific plans that don't really travel well. So let's say, you know, you're coming from Utah to go to Boise State, right? The Utah Medicaid plan is probably not going to be accepted by too many doctors around the Treasure Valley.
Okay, so we do know that you know, Medicaid was passed on the ballot here last November, will go into effect in January. But what do we know about support for the proposal in that part of Idaho? Because Rexburg, if people are not familiar, is in eastern Idaho. It is north of Idaho Falls, a very conservative county that Rexburg is in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I should say that Madison County, where Rexburg is, that legislative district is one of the very few legislative districts that actually rejected Proposition 2, which was the Medicaid expansion ballot initiative. It was approved by 61% nearly voters across the state here. So it was the most popular ballot initiative that I've seen across the country to get Medicaid on, well, I guess to pass Medicaid in a state.
We are talking with Boise State Public Radio reporter James Dawson about BYU Idaho's reversal of a policy that was barring students on Medicaid from enrolling in classes. So this reversal came late yesterday. James, do you know why BYU Idaho reversed their decision? And all of a sudden, you know, they're now accepting Medicaid as a form of insurance.
Yeah, I mean, we really don't know why. I can read you the statement that I got late last night from the university. They say, quote, "The well-being of our students and their families is very important to us. We are grateful for the feedback we have received from our campus community and for the input of the local medical community, and we apologize for the turmoil caused by our earlier decision." But they don't really say, you know, why, what specifically sparked it. As for previous statements we've heard, they said that they were worried that the sudden influx of people being eligible for Medicaid would just really flood clinics in Madison County in Rexburg. We're talking about a fairly rural place with not a whole lot of doctors, right? So that seemed like it could be a viable reason. But then when we talked to the hospital and other reporters talked to different clinics around the region, they said they were perfectly ready to take this influx of patients and that they were never consulted by the school. I mean, if you look at the state website that kind of tracks who is accepting new Medicaid patients, in Rexburg, as of last week, there were 20 clinics in the city itself that said, yeah, we're going to take new Medicaid patients. We're good.
So let's put this in perspective then. If that was their argument, overwhelming clinics, and there, you said there are 20 that said, yes, we will accept. What's the student body of BYU Idaho as a reference?
It's pretty big. I mean, for fall enrollment numbers, it was a little over 20,000 people just on campus in Rexburg, which is a fairly small town. And it's not your typical college campus makeup, right? Because most of these folks are LDS. They get married pretty young. They have children really young. And also, they're a little bit older than the typical college student because you have both young men and women who go and serve a mission mm-hmm. with the church, right? And so they come back maybe in their younger 20s to start school for the first time, as opposed to someone who's just coming out of high school at 18, right?
And also, we should note, though, all 20,000 wouldn't be on Medicaid.
Right. No, that's definitely not true. However, Madison County has the highest concentration of people in the entire state that are eligible under Medicaid expansion.
So there was, as we know, not just local attention, but the national media got a hold of this story. You broke the story last week. Do you think that attention might have caused the university, though, to change their mind? I mean, we're talking the New York Times, you know, getting a hold of this story.
Right, right. I mean, it definitely piled on. It's hard to say what exactly changed without them saying it, right? Actually, some students who were part of the protest group that I've been talking to for weeks, they're actually meeting with a vice president of BYU Idaho later this afternoon. They're hoping to get some answers like this out of them. Who knows if that's the case? But it's really bad PR when you say that you're doing this for the doctors and then the doctors come out and say, nah, we got this.
So you talk about this meeting happening today. Are they going to allow media, or are they at least going to allow student media? Because my understanding is when they made this decision and when it became public and you broke the story, James, all of a sudden there was a crackdown on their student media as well as the radio station there.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of unclear. I don't know the answer to that, but you're right. Students have told me that the Scroll, which is the student newspaper at BYU Idaho, they were really pressured to not really cover this or cover this in a somewhat favorable light. They also have an NPR affiliate over there that is technically part of their communications department. And they, I've been told by sources that they were also pressured not to say anything. You haven't seen, I guess what I'm trying to say is also you haven't seen any of these statements that the university has made been put on their official websites. I haven't seen them on their official social media. So it just kind of seems like they're trying to talk through the press as opposed to, I don't know, distributing it among their own faculty and staff, aside from their own internal email systems. But they're not really trying to share it with the world on social media.
You mentioned that there were student protests, yes?
Yeah, there were some demonstrations. They went to the student health clinic. There's not too much that they can do from what I understand because it's a private school and you have to get some kind of a permit well in advance to actually have some kind of demonstration on the campus. Mm-hmm. But they tried to tell people, hey, go to the student health clinic. You are entitled to a one-on-one consultation with someone who works at the clinic. So they tried to do that. And then this previous Monday, I guess, I don't know what day it is. It was yesterday. they were trying to also go into the administration's offices and speak with the administrative assistant there one by one, single file line. I know that was planned, but, you know, it's kind of hard to do when you're in that sort of situation where dissent really isn't tolerated too much.
Excuse me. What has been the response from students since this decision came out last night?
It's been a wave of relief. You know, I talked to both of those students, as we heard in the NPR piece that I filed this morning. I talked to both of the students or both of the families that were affected by this, who I've talked to this entire time. Katie Edgerlin, she was so excited. I mean, she didn't think it was real. She called her husband, you know, just loving every minute of it. Mm-hmm. As for the Barrett family, they're happy that it got reversed, but they also want answers. McKay Barrett says that she isn't really trusting her administration right now, and she wants an answer as to why they made this decision in the first place and why they changed it.
I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this today. We've been talking with Boise State Public Radio reporter James Dawson about the BYU-Idaho Medicaid finasco. Great reporting. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gemma.
I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.